Oh, Joni.
Just a minute, Jack, till I finish this Kraft dinner.
Well, hurry up. We're on the air.
National Dairy presents the Sealed Test Village Store. Joan Davis, proprietor, Jack Haley, manager, and our guest customer for this evening, Lieutenant Rudy Valley of the United States Coast Guard. And here is the star of our program, Joan Davis.
Hello, Sealed Test Village Store. Oh, hello, Mom. What? The barber did what to Joey? Oh, that's terrible. Well, tell him to stay in bed. Goodbye. Oh, gee, John, a terrible thing happened to my brother Joey. The barber gave him an egg shampoo, and Joey went out in the hot sun without his hat.
What happened?
His head broke out in little omelets. What an egg.
Tonight, our guest of the evening, Lieutenant Rudy Valley, leads the Coast Guard Chorus of the 11th Naval District in a salute to their comrades on the seven seas. Gentlemen, to the fighting Coast Guardsmen.
The silver shield is our insignia. It's the symbol of the Coast Guard crew. No one is more active in the war than the Coast Guard invaders who are fighting on every shore. It's been revealed the men of the Silver Shield are the top-busting sailors who clear the sea of the enemy, the Greek, and they're leading the convoy through. The Silver Shield on the field of navy blue is the shield of the Coast Guard.
There is great excitement in the Seal Test Village store today. Joan Davis and Jack Haley are eagerly preparing for the arrival of their old friend, Lieutenant Rudy Valley.
Gee, Jack, isn't it wonderful? Rudy's going to pay us a visit. I got all fixed up for him. How do I look?
Joni, what have you done with your hair?
It's a new style. I'm wearing it in a bun.
In a bun?
Do you like it?
It's swell, but don't you think you should have taken the hamburger out of it first? The ketchup is dripping over your ears.
That's not ketchup. It's my new henna rim.
Oh.
Well, if we're going to the station to meet Rudy, we better hurry up.
Gee, I wonder what Rudy's coming back for.
Well, he's coming back to see me.
Why?
Why? Rudy's coming back to see me because I'm so... Because I've got... And believe me, Rudy appreciates that in a girl.
Well,
we better get going now.
Yes, indeed. I'll be right with you as soon as I find that priority form. I have to fill out for our new delivery truck.
Well, it's right on top of those papers on your desk. But we haven't got time now. I'll fill it out later.
Do you know how?
Of course I know all about filling out forms.
Well, you certainly didn't fill out the one you've got.
Come on, Jack. I've got a cab waiting to take us to the station.
Well, here's the station. That'll be 4:50.
A slow cab and a fast meter.
Joni, look, we're late. Rudy's train is in already.
Oh, gee, I hope we don't miss him. Gosh, I'm so excited. Tell me, Jack, is my head shiny? Is my nose combed? I mean, I wonder if Rudy's changed much.
Look, there's a fellow in uniform now.
That must be him. Oh, Rudy, Lieutenant Rudy Valley. Hello, Rudy.
Your dressing may be me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not Rudy Valley.
Could be. Just a minute. My time is your time. Couldn't be. My voice is too good.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, Joni, that's just a conductor.
Maybe I'm Nelson Eddy. Mommy's little baby loves bagels, bagels. Mommy's little baby loves bagels, bread.
Oh, Joni, you know... Hey, there's Rudy now. Hiya, Rudy.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Joan. I'm glad to see you.
Hello, Rudy. Gee, it's nice to see you again.
Rudy, you look great. The Coast Guard must agree with you. Why, you look 25 years younger. Don't be ridiculous, Jack. How can a lad of 23 look 25 years younger? Oh, by the way, I have some presents for you two. Here, Joan, Jack.
Well, thanks, Rudy.
Go ahead, open them.
Let's see. Oh, gee, Rudy, just what I've always needed, a baby blue snoot. Isn't that lovely? What did you get, Joan?
What did I get? Look, a bottle of genuine imported aftershave lotion.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got your gifts mixed up. After all, Jack, you'd look awfully silly in a snoot.
No sillier than a lot of women.
Joan, I have a special gift for you as a tribute to the fine way in which you've been running the Seal Test Village store.
Oh, gee, a watch.
Yes, Joan. Read the inscription on the back.
It says, to Joan, who's done such a fine job in the store. Keep plugging, keep up the good work, and P.S., if you like this watch, keep up the payments.
Oh, Rudy, what a beautiful sentiment.
Oh, Rudy, you've always been so good to me. You know, I've kept every little token you've ever given me.
That's sweet of you, Joan.
Rudy, remember before you went away, you gave me a lock of your hair? It meant so much to me.
Really, Joan? What have you done with it?
I planted it and grew a toupee for my father.
By the way, Joan, the boys at the base think a lot of you.
They do?
Yes, in fact, they gave me this scroll to present to you.
They did? Well, let's see. Oh, Jack, isn't this sweet? Look, the boys of the Coast Guard voted me the girl they'd like most to drop a depth charge on. Isn't that wonderful?
Excuse me, I'll check my luggage and then get over to the store. I'll be right back.
Oh, doesn't Rudy look great in his uniform, Jack?
Yeah, he certainly does. Joan, look who's coming. Penny Cartwright.
Oh, that stuck-up Penny. She's always talking about me or my family. Why, she had the nerve to say my father avoids work. Why, she said he didn't even know the meaning of the word work. Well, Miss Davis, does he? Of course he does. That's why he avoids it. So,
what are you doing here at the station, Penny?
Oh, I'm on my way to the Great Lakes Shipyard for a launching. You know, Jack, this will be my fifth launching this month. Your fifth launching? Tell me, kid, do you pick up many splinters when you slide down the waves? Oh, you're just saying that, Miss Davis, because you've never been asked to launch a ship. Is that so? Why, only last month I launched a submarine chaser.
Really? Did you use champagne?
No, ginger ale. I told you it was a chaser.
Davis, you know nothing at all about ships.
Who doesn't? Why, my brother works in a shipyard. He's a steam fitter.
Oh, really? What does a steam fitter do?
Well, any dope knows that. He takes two pieces of steam and fits them together.
Penny, about tonight...
Oh, I beg your pardon. I hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, of course not, Rudy. I want you to meet my girlfriend, Penny Cartwright. She's my tout jours l'amour, cherie l'amour.
What's that mean, Jack?
I don't know. I got it off a perfume bottle.
Penny, this is my boyfriend, Lieutenant Rudy Valley.
Oh, how do you do, Lieutenant?
Oh, you can call me Rudy, Miss Cartwright.
And you can call me Penny, Rudy.
And you can call me when this sickening scene is over.
Well, I must run along now and catch my train. You see, I'm taking the chief to Chicago.
Does his squaw know about it?
Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. I'm anxious to get to the store. Shall we go?
Okay, Rudy. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes John. Here we are, John.
Hello, Rudy. It's mighty good to see you back.
It's nice to be back, John.
Sorry to be late, but I had to wait at the crossing till that milk train passed.
Oh, was that a milk train? I was wondering why it had a papoose on the back.
John, you mean caboose.
Don't be silly. A caboose is a jail.
No, that's a calaboose.
This is the darndest way to get into a milk commercial I ever heard.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was thinking that milk train, when it passed, what a great job Seal Test Milk is doing in the war. Milk, you know, is one of the seven basic foods which our government recommends to us for wartime nutrition. And Uncle Sam is practicing what he preaches. In training camps here at home and on fighting fronts all over the world, milk and milk products are being supplied to our armed forces in tremendous quantities.
So we ask you to remember that you are sharing the available supply of pure, wholesome Seal Test milk with our fighting boys. Order only what you need and use every drop that you buy. Keep in mind that it is a precious food which must not be wasted. Precious in its vitamins and minerals and in its all-around contribution to general good health. And Seal Test milk gives you still more. Its quality controls give you an extra safeguard over purity.
around. Does Jack always dance into the store like this?
Yes, don't you love the way he conkers?
Who's doing a conger? I lost my suspenders.
Ah, Joan, it's great to be back in the store again. It brings back memories.
Yeah, what memories?
Remember how you always complained about your salary?
Yeah, when it came to being the most underpaid clerk in town, I thought I was the champion.
Isn't that funny, Jack?
Yeah. Meet the new champ.
Now, just a minute, Jack Haley. What's wrong with your salary?
There's nothing wrong with my salary that money can't cure.
Oh, Joan. Joan, what's that lying on the counter?
That's that joke I just told.
Oh, that's a cake I baked for you, Rudy.
Oh, Joan, you shouldn't have baked the cake for me.
But, Rudy, I'm only thinking of your welfare.
That's what I say. You shouldn't have baked the cake for me. You know, Joan, since I've been away, there are a lot of things I've missed about the store.
Well, Rudy, there's only one thing I've missed. Your singing. Won't you sing for me?
Well, since you offed me, Joan, I'll do it.
Somehow I think he would have done it even if I hadn't asked him.
I love the moon. I love the sun. I love the forest, the flowers, and the fun. I love the wild birds, the dawn and the dew. But best of all, I love you. I love you. Where is the moon? Where is the sun? Where are the forests, the flowers, and fun?
Well, Rudy, now if you'll excuse me, I've got a priority form to fill out for a new delivery truck.
Oh, do that later, Jack. Rudy's only here for a visit.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Rudy, the mayor's holding a big reception for you at his house tonight.
Oh, that's right, Rudy, and I don't know who to go with, you or Jack. Which one of you fellas wants to take me to the reception in a cab? Well, which one of you wants to take me over on the trolley? Well, how about walking me over? Would anybody like to shoot me out of a cannon?
Well, that's very nice of the mayor, Jack. It'll give me an opportunity to speak to the girls in town about the spars. I might even get a few recruits.
The spars? Oh, that's the women's reserve of the Coast Guard, isn't it?
Yes, Joan, and it's a wonderful organization.
Yeah, those girls are doing a great job.
Every young, eligible girl or woman should welcome the opportunity to join the spars.
Well, it's the spars for me, Rudy. I'm joining. Jack, here's my store apron. Rudy, what are the qualifications?
Well, a girl has to have character, personality, and intelligence.
Well, Joanie, here's your apron back. Excuse me, Rudy, I've got to fill out that application for the new delivery truck. I better go in the other room and get my fountain pen. Oh, by the way, Joan, where'd you say that application was?
Right there on the desk on top of those papers.
Okay.
You know, Rudy, I'd like to know more about the spars.
Well, that's fine, Joan. I have an application you might look over. But first, I'd like to have you show me around the store.
Oh, sure. Come on, and I'll show you some of the improvements I've made.
Good. I'll just put this spar application on the desk on top of these other papers.
Okay. Come on outside. I want to show you how I've dressed the windows.
Joanie.
Oh, they've gone. Now, where did she say that application was? Oh, yeah, on top of the desk. Here it is.
I hate to fill out these complicated forms, but we really need that truck. Let's see now. It says here, name, Jack J. Haley. Address, Joe. Now the next question. What are your waist measurements? Waist measurements? I knew they were making smaller cars, but I didn't think they were form-fitting. Oh, well, question four. Do you have any missing teeth? Missing teeth? I'm only going to hit pedestrians, not bite them. The crazy questions you have to answer nowadays to get a truck. Well, I might as well get on. Let's see now. It says, do you have any bodily defects? Well, yeah, I got one or two dents from the time I backed into a streetcar. But I've had them hammered out since then. Yeah. Now the last question. Are you the mother of any minor children? If not, refer to Section B, Paragraph 8. What a silly question. How can I be a mother? I'm not even married. Well, this whole thing seems silly to me, but I better sign it and mail it right away.
Oh, gee, Jack, I've been showing Rudy around the store, and he's still standing outside looking at our window display.
Gee, likes it, huh? Well, I got to mail this letter, Joni. It's very important.
Gee, I'm so excited about Rudy being here.
Hello, Miss Davis.
Oh, hello, Blimpy.
Hello, Miss Davis. Where is Lieutenant Valley? I can't wait to see him.
Oh, he'll be here in a minute. But, Blimpy, I got news for you. I'm thinking of joining the service.
Really? Are you going to be a whack?
No.
Wayne?
No.
Far?
Okay, put up your dukes and we'll go a couple of rounds.
Oh, the bomb!
Yes, that's what it's... I'm a sorry.
God. But what a coincidence. I'm thinking of joining myself.
You, Blimpy?
Certainly. With my face and form, I'd make a very pert star.
Well, I must admit you look it.
Oh, do you really think I look like a pert star?
Pert star? I thought he said Bert Lars.
I wonder what qualifications you have to have to get in.
Well, Rudy left this far application for me. Where did he put it? Here it is, right on the desk.
What are the questions? What do they want to know about me?
And the first questions here are name, address, born. Well, you must have been Blimpy. Nobody could get that much meat with a ration book.
Please, Miss Davis. What's the next question?
Here it is. What's the condition of your present chassis?
My present chassis?
Yeah. Offhand, I'd say it could stand an overhauling.
Yeah, that's peculiar wording.
Please, Blimpy, are you going to question Washington? Now, here's the next thing they want to know.
Yes?
Do you have a convertible top?
What do they mean by that?
It's a subtle way of asking, do you wear a wig?
Why, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, wait till you hear the next one.
Well, what is it?
Do you have any trouble getting started on a cold morning?
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't I? Well, Mrs. Blimp, it's good to see you.
Oh, Lieutenant Valley, oh, it's good to see you, too.
Thank you, Mrs. Blimp.
Oh, you know, Lieutenant Valley, my first husband was in the Navy. He was a brigadier general.
A brigadier general in the Navy?
Oh, yes. The poor dear was generally in the brig. Mr. Valley, I pulled a joke.
Pulled it, Blimpy? You stretched it out of shape.
Well, I must run along now, Lieutenant. But I'll see you tonight at the reception. And remember, save every dance for me. And don't any of the other girls dare to cut in, because I'm a pistol-sucking mama. So, brother, take a tip. I'm a pistol-sucking mama. And I'm shooting from the hip. Woo, woo!
She's shooting from her hip?
Yeah, but don't worry, Rudy. She can't be very accurate from away out there.
Joan, I'd better get over to the hotel and prepare for tonight's reception. I'll pick you up later.
Okay, Rudy. In the meantime, I think I'll fill out this FAR application and send it right over to the recruiting station.
Joan, you won't regret this, and I mean it.
And we'll use that mean it for our seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test dairy products are sold. Ready?
Quite a reception the mayor is giving me.
Yeah, but I'm a little disappointed. You know, Rudy, so far you haven't said anything about my appearance.
I know. Shall we let it go at that? But I must say that that's a rather unusual gown you're wearing.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Rudy. It's the newest Victory model.
Really? What's it made of? Spun glass?
No, shimmering shredded weave. Isn't it pretty? Oh, gee, this is like old times. Soft light, sweet music. You know, Rudy, love is in the air.
I thought it was a little stuffy in here.
Yeah, well, Rudy, suppose you clear the air with a song.
I'd be glad to. Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, dear, some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be, though I'll pray for you, night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by when you are far.
Voice. What resonance. What quality. What timbre. What time do we eat?
This is a very lovely party, but where's the mayor?
Oh, he'll be here soon. He's out collecting the receipts from the pinball machine.
Looks like they're getting ready to serve the dinner, Rudy.
Oh, yeah. Now, Jack, don't forget, Rudy's the guest of honor, so watch your manners and don't disgrace him.
What do you mean? My manners are just as good as yours are.
That's what I say. Don't disgrace him.
Dinner is now being served in the blue room. Please have your ration books ready.
Well, shall we adjourn to the blue room?
Yes, Jack. Leave us meander into the dining salon.
Eh?
I said, leave us meander into the dining salon.
What?
Let's rush the grub bub.
Oh.
Now, open the doors to the dining room, Jack.
My, quite an ovation they're giving me.
Oh, that's not for you. They just found out we're having meat for dinner.
Well, let's get started.
Okay, Rudy, will you please pass me the meat?
Here you are, Joan.
Stop. Oh, see this. And furthermore, drop that pork chop.
Just a moment. Don't tell me you're the mayor and famous political boss, Iron Hat McGinty.
Who else?
Say, wait a minute. You're the same fellow who was the conductor at the station. You mean you're also the mayor?
Not only that, I'm fire chief, police commissioner, alderman, assemblyman, also dog's walk, 50 cents an hour.
Oh, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to present Lieutenant Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley? Well, that's different. Lieutenant Valley, on behalf of my the tuckers who voted for me, I wish to present to you the key to the city.
Thank you.
This key will open the city hall, the county jail, the First National Bank, and a can of sardines.
For the last, I'm particularly grateful.
Oh, incidentally, I have here a note for you from the local spa recruiting station.
May I see it? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, one of your local girls has applied for membership in the spas.
Oh, boy, wait till Rudy finds out it's me.
Her name is Miss J...
That's me.
Miss J. Haley.
That's me.
I mean, that's me. Hey, wait a minute. How did I get in the spas? I applied for a new delivery truck.
Yeah, I was supposed to get in, and instead Jack becomes a spa. This is terrible.
Yeah, there's something that's very confusing about this.
What's that?
Now that I'm in the spas, will the other girls address me as sir or madam?
But there's been a terrible mistake. What happened to my application?
Your application I have here. It's been rejected.
Rejected? On what grounds?
Your old chassis is still good for a few more years.
Gee, it was swell having you back, Rudy.
It was like old times, Joan, but before I leave, I'd like to be serious for a moment about the spars.
Go right ahead, Rudy.
Thousands of women have joined the Women's Reserve of the United States Coast Guard. As spars, they are playing a vital role in our war effort. But thousands more are needed to release more of our men for active sea duty. Here is a real opportunity for you to serve your country. The spars offer good pay, smart uniforms, valuable training, interesting work, and pleasant surroundings. Any woman between 20 and 36 who has had 2 years of high school education is eligible to join. Why not ask the nearest spar recruiting office for complete information tomorrow? Your enlistment, remember, relieves an able-bodied man from shore duty, sends him to a battle station at sea to help land our invasion troops, to protect convoys, to destroy enemy submarines, to spearhead the activities of our armed forces all over the world as a spar. That is the important contribution which you can make to a speedy victory.
Proprietor Joan Davis and manager Jack Haley will greet a new visitor to the Seal Test Village store, that grand comedian of stage and screen, Mary Boland. Until then, may we remind you that milk is a precious food. Don't waste it. The appearance of Lieutenant Rudy Valley of the United States Coast Guard on our program tonight does not constitute an endorsement of our product by the Navy Department. Seal Test Incorporated and associate companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.